I was so ready to start, man. I hyped myself up. Okay, literally okay. 6 hours of prep. Okay. Give me 6 hours.
So theatrical.
We made it to 10 episodes. This is our 10th episode.
Yeah, we did it, boys.
What was that, Tom?
I think we've started. I didn't realise. No, I didn't.
We made it to 10 episodes, but you know who hasn't made it to 10 episodes?
Aiden.
Aiden. Oh, correct answer. Who's that? A little star for you.
He's done more than me, though.
We'll see. But
we'll see. Maybe we could replace Aiden with a certain better character.
But Sophie's not even talking about this episode.
Or Josh's grandma. Are we going to recognise that Sophie's here?
Do you want to recognise Sophie?
Okay. No.
She's not here.
She's here. That really faintly.
Sophie, I can cut this out. It's fine.
No, we'll cut this out. Or will he?
Only that bit.
No, slip it, just that bit.
That could be the intro. He wouldn't. And then we start.
Aiden isn't here.
Oh. I feel like we
didn't
should
move sound on. Very sad.
I feel like we should move on from Aiden.
No.
He's left us now.
All of these questions were for Aiden.
I feel like I can judge. No. Maybe most second one.
Pleasure to have you here, though, Josh.
Pleasure to have you here, Josh.
Pleasure, thanks, Josh.
Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh.
I'm Tom.
And once again, we are joined by somebody I could only describe as annoying, small, vile, but I'd be lying. He's known as Joe the Lucky. It's Joe Jones. Do you like that intro?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Aiden. I was like,
yeah. It's Aiden.
I can't move away from Aiden. Yeah.
I can't get over it. Come back.
I feel like you have to live up to him.
Oh, for sure.
You're better than him in every single way.
I mean, Tom.
Edit that out.
Apart from jiu-jitsu.
From martial arts.
Martial arts, yeah.
We don't have favourites, do we, Tom? Why are you winking at me, dude?
I wasn't winking.
Oh, sorry, you
don't know, stop winking.
I can't wink.
I have a coach for that.
So I was winking and I thought you were winking. Yeah. Today we have the normal format, ending with our competitive games.
Competitivity.
So stay tuned for that. Probably around 20 minutes in, we'll see how we get along.
I will.
You will.
You'll stay tuned. Just stay quiet.
You better stay tuned, Joe.
Stay quiet.
First up, how is everyone?
Yeah, pretty good, mate.
Yeah, pretty good. Not too bad. Just eating a lot of food. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you did turn up with KFC, and Tom was like, "Hey, I prepared all this food for you," and you were like, "Oh,
nice one, Joe." No, I don't mind. Yes. Yeah. Chicken is good for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just not KFC.
You enjoyed it though, you were loving it.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Tom was trying to speak to you, you were just stuffing your mouth with it.
Sorry.
I don't really like KFC, I don't really.
I don't rate it. Joe, since you were last on the podcast, four. How many. It was your birthday.
It was, yeah.
And
oh
how,
my God, yeah.
How was your birthday?
It was really good fun, actually. Yeah.
Why weren't we invited?
You were invited.
Oh,
yeah.
Did we turn up?
We went. You drank water and Tom left early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least you came.
Yeah, nice high five.
Nice high five. Good sound.
It's wet.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it, but.
Yeah, me neither, dude.
So, what happened after I disembarked?
Josh will have to tell you.
Joshua,
let me tell you what happened.
Let me tell you
a tale. I met Joe and everyone. It was great. They were all getting drunk. Obviously, I was drinking water because I can't drink alcohol at the moment. Not good for my stomach.
Can we edit that so it's just can't drink alcohol?
I can't drink alcohol.
I can't drink alcohol. I am a little bitch boy.
Oh.
Yeah, man. No, no.
He sneaks my blood. and then that night, I was waiting for Aiden. And in typical Aiden fashion, he didn't turn up.
Oh, no!
We've been there before.
Many a time. It's right, we love you, Aiden.
Yeah. Maybe it was a good night. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. Tom was there for a little bit, saw some people. I want to talk about a little something.
A little something. That's the mum on Christmas Day.
So, I want to talk about a little something. Drugs.
Don't
alcohol. Suddenly, drugs. Have you guys seen The Human Portrait by Brian Lewis Sanders?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah,
I have.
Explain what it is.
It is basically this artist who took a load of drugs and tried to draw himself.
He did draw himself.
He was on himself.
Wasn't it different?
On the drugs.
Different stages of the drug.
So it's like once it's fully kicked in, he like tries to.
Oh right.
These pictures are ridiculous. I'm looking at them now.
Scary, because I remember I had a lecture on it because I had lecture about drugs, because I do science, obviously.
Sure.
Of course, yeah. We're all on drugs.
I mention this every week.
Yeah.
And we just saw the picture he drew of himself when he was on bath salts, and it looked like something out of a nightmare.
Yeah. Bath salts. Yeah. Yeah.
Turn this around. Like,
pretty horrific.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It is. It's weird.
Some of them are really cool. But
turns out drugs do weird things to you.
They do. Some of the drugs he took are like
serious
bath salts.
Yeah.
Like,
I love bath salts.
Not the fun ones.
Yeah, you put it in your bath, nice hot bath.
Yeah, those ones.
Ah!
And then shoot it straight into your arm.
What's that?
Yeah.
You imagine you just sat in the bath and just put bath salts in and painted it.
And was drawing himself.
This is mad. Oh my god. This is crazy.
So relaxed right now.
Thank you. Honey, are you okay?
This is crazy. People just think, oh my god, look at all these weird drawings. He's just not a good drawer.
No, maybe not.
I mean, you watched those on YouTube videos on that one drug, didn't you?
Yeah, DMT.
DMT. Have you heard of that song?
No, what is that?
Basically, your brain, it's weird because people are really into it because your brain produces it when people die. So just as you'll die, your brain releases loads of this chemical.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone takes it, they always experience like a doorway, like they go through a doorway and they meet these other people. They go to
hi,
and everybody that does it always has the same experience.
So actually, we have some here.
We have some.
We're going to take this on the podcast.
Yeah.
And if it suddenly cuts back to the conversation, we didn't make it, and it's going to be pre-recorded. This is a pre-recorded episode.
Please call the ambulance to
we are suffering.
We are
took 17 grams. So yeah, it's crazy. If you guys could take any drug, what drug would you want to take?
What? No, that's kind of a message we want to put out there.
I
bet you know some pretty good ones, don't you?
He hasn't taken them.
Well,
for the record, Joe hasn't taken them.
I haven't taken. Wink, wink.
Let's say it.
Oh, yeah. Say wink. You're supposed to just wink.
Yeah.
Cowpole.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
Hard cowpole.
It's just frozen cowpole.
Great
tablets.
Yeah. Ow.
What about the limitless drug?
I was just about to say that.
Actually.
What if we used 100% of
fictional
our brain?
Okay, wait, hang on a minute, lads. Do you guys not remember the ending?
NZT.
NZT. Do you guys,
what they're called?
Yeah.
Do you guys not remember the ending where everyone was dying from it?
No, because he gets so smart, he creates a cure for it.
Well, he doesn't. A science guy.
No, he actually does.
What was the one with Scarlett Johansson? Wasn't that the same?
That was Lucy.
It's the same thing, apart from she turns into
which
a computer.
Turns into a USB stick.
Yeah.
It's the fucking shittest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's like, what happens when you use 100% of your brain just in a USB
stick? I turn myself into a computer.
A really cool looking.
She converts
a cool looking USB stick.
Yeah,
I get it though. Like, she's doing it to like provide society with like the necessary knowledge to make them.
What a terrible way to end a film.
For a film, that sucks. For like real life, yeah, do that. But in a film, no. What are you trying to do? Come on, mate. Speaking of weird things and drugs, actually, have you guys? I showed you guys the spider stuff, didn't I?
The web
spider stuff.
NASA gave spiders drugs. That's all the headline said. But yes, they gave them all these drugs. These are spiders that were exposed to LSD and what their webs were like.
Yeah, pretty trippy.
And it's really weird, like marijuana.
Oh, they each have a different one.
Yeah, not the same one. But like caffeine as well, look at it go over. Like,
oh,
it's really interesting stuff.
Mm.
Giving drugs to spiders.
Do you think they were like, we know exactly what it's going to do, but this is really fun.
We need £8 million of taxpayers' money.
We're getting paid for this, so.
We need to drug spiders.
Yeah.
Step.
It's cool.
Right now.
Wait, put the moon on hold. That's it.
The moon can wait.
Cancer can wait.
Jerry, shut up. Spiders.
Get that spider caffeine now.
They are doing.
Get him a latte, quick. So obviously today's pancake day. But have you guys seen on Facebook how we've been making pancakes wrong this entire time? So you grab, you make the liquid. The bake, what's it called?
The buttery biscuit base.
Buttery biscuit. You make the batter and you put it to one side. And then you get pancakes.
That's what everyone's been doing wrong. They haven't put it to one side.
They've been licking it.
Key component.
You put it to one side.
Honey, what are you doing?
Put it to one side.
Put it to the other side. Curses.
You put it to the left.
Thank you, Dave.
Until next year.
Get out of my sight.
Get out of here.
The kids aren't seeing you until next pancake day.
Not the kids.
We've been making pancakes wrong.
Have we though?
You get the batter, you put the bottom of the frying pan, the bit that goes on the hob, in it,
I wish the audience could see that.
This is really cool.
His hand gestation.
You dip it into the mixture, the bottom of it.
Dip it.
You flip it over. Then you flip it over, put it on the heat, and it cooks the other way around.
Flip what over?
The frying
really
pan.
That's really cool, actually. I like the sound.
Then you put it, and then it. Then you just peel it off and put it on the plate.
Why?
Is that not just the fancy Facebook way of doing it?
No, it's the way of doing it. The inventor of pancakes, Mr. Pancake Ooman, came out and came out gay.
It's better than the way I did.
You just buy the pasta.
I just didn't.
So anything could be better than that.
I want to try and quickly find it.
Well, I don't see what the point of doing that is.
It's how you make pancakes.
Because what's wrong with the normal technique?
It's wrong.
In
Tom.
The actual technique of cooking it the way you meant to.
Because you have to flip it.
Yeah, you don't get the flip.
Yeah. You guys enjoy the flip?
Yeah, that's the whole what is the point of having pancakes?
Okay, we're going to do a vote in this room. Put your hand up if you enjoy the flip.
The flip is the pancake.
Yeah, but if you don't enjoy the flip. It's 50-50. Oh, no, thanks, Sophie. So that means
I count for Aiden as well.
No, you don't. I count for Aiden. Aiden likes anything with his effortless. So no, Aiden does not like
Aiden
the flip.
He probably likes it because it's all kung fu.
He probably throws it and kung fu's it onto the plate.
Aiden, now my pancakes again. Sorry, man. I just can't control it.
I have to release the ninja inside me.
Oh my god, let him out. Oh, not like that.
Not that
I'm
ninja.
Glad this isn't filmed.
What is the correct way, here's the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Host.
Of eating a pancake.
What's that?
A pancake.
That was way too similar to bukkake.
It was.
What's bukkake?
He knows what bukkake
is. We're not going to talk about that.
How do you eat pancakes?
Easy.
Put it on the back of the frying pan.
No, lick it
out in the mixture.
And then you whack it against the wall. And then you fucking lick it off the wall.
And kill yourself.
just to really spice it up a little bit.
And I have three of them.
You throw it at someone, just the mixture.
The frying pan.
The pancake throws you at the bird.
Nobody told me this is the right way.
Led by Bartholomew.
I eat pancakes the correct way.
Which is?
I put...
With your mouth?
Do you understand my question, John?
No.
As in, like, how do you, like, you know, do you put lemon?
I'm gonna say lemon juice.
Spread.
You go for lemon juice.
Yeah.
Like there's the not lemon. Correct that I'm gonna go for lemon juice. No.
Just lemon juice.
The correct.
I'm trying to gauge if I'm right.
What's the reaction? I'm gonna give you nothing.
I really like, right, I like a lot of pancakes, but I really like just like lemon juice and no sugar.
So it's
really
sugar.
Really nice.
I do it the correct way. Correct way. I put a layer of chocolate spread, then I put bananas, sliced banana, not just a banana with a shell on.
With the shell on.
Excuse me, my bananas have shells on. I'd like to return them.
How do you shell these bananas?
How do you shell them?
I need to put them on my pancakes properly.
What are they
got? I realised I've been eating pancakes wrong, and now I've been
doing shell leaving the shell. This whole time.
That Bible told me.
Hey, can I have the shellfish with the shell banana, please? What's it called?
The skin.
I take the skin of the banana, slice it up, put it in little baby slices, and I put it on top of the chocolate spread, and I pour a little bit of lemon juice on top. And then fold the bottom up, and then the sides roll in, and then I make another one. Actually, no, I do it two ways. The other one.
just stand in my mouth. Just or no, smack my face into the plate with my mouth open.
No, I gather as much as I can. Anything I miss gets put in the bin.
Results.
I throw it in the back and grab the shell of the banana, whip it in my... or I roll it up and chop it diagonal in the middle and then put it on top of one another and put like a syrup on it so it looks really fancy.
Ooh.
How do you have your banana?
Fuck.
Shell off.
How they're intended. I prefer the real banana.
What about the antenna though on the banana?
Banana.
The black antenna.
In this week's episode, we learned
Josh knows nothing about bananas.
The antenna and the shell.
Wow, what?
Why are we not in the EU?
That's the name of the episode.
That's a good one. Let's get it.
Like, why are bananas allowed in the EU?
I like that a lot. Okay. No, my banana. Oh no! No! My pancakes!
Oh no!
Nutella. It's
just Nutella. Just Nutella.
Well, no. So.
No, that's what you had yesterday.
Did just I Nutella. Give you permission to fucking speak?
I've got to be like.
Cut.
Leave it in. Pancakes, Nutella, and they have to be stacked. Nutella. So the Nutella. A little bit melt. And then you melt down the Nutella and then just sort of drape it over the layers. And then there, you've got it all cascading down. Maybe bananas.
That's not what you did yesterday.
That's what I should
yesterday
have
you said, pancakes, and drank the batter out of my hand.
Yeah, but that's how I would do it.
Oh, I just enjoyed the description of that a lot.
Drape the pancakes.
Drapes.
Cascades down the side.
Exactly.
Like the waterfalls in the Amazon.
Did you cook it right, though?
The pancakes.
Yeah.
No, the
the banana. Nutella. This Nutella is a bad batch. It's not cooked well enough. I think so.
What
was
that? What's the question?
I'm going to sit here and listen to you,
boys. What are you doing over there?
The pancakes, were they cooked all right?
Yeah.
Well, she cooked them.
Well, actually, we both did.
Yeah, it's team effort.
Let us know how you cook your pancakes on our Facebook page or email us in about how you cook your pancakes. And if it's interesting enough,
it's from me.
I will shout it out in the next podcast.
Did you get that from me?
If you'd be so lucky.
And by the next podcast, I mean two podcast time when we get feedback.
The timeline. What does it mean?
Tom, can I ask you a little something?
You mean?
You have Instagram, right?
Yes.
And you use Instagram?
I do partake in the gram.
Do you know the worst kind of person on this earth? Thank you, Tom. Somebody that
I took him back there, wasn't it? Took him to a dark place. Like childhood.
Somebody that has Instagram but doesn't use Instagram ever anymore. Do you know who that person is, Tom?
Aiden?
No.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Would the owner of this like to come out and say who you are?
Do I own?
There you are.
Oh, Joe, see you post
explain
actually.
The detox.
I deleted Instagram like 2 weeks ago.
Is this because I asked that question on the podcast?
Yeah, I've been thinking. No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
I spent way too much time on it, and I like started doing that thing where it gives you like a limit in the day, so you can only use it for like 10 minutes.
The app.
Yeah, and then it just shuts the app off.
Yeah.
But then I realised that I was actually going on it even more because of that. I was like, I
must use up the 2 hours.
It's possible. It's like an addiction then.
Deleted the app. Well, my account's still there, just in case I do ever want
to. Oh, I check it every day to see if your subscribers are good.
I checked it today, actually. And my screen time's gone down by like 40% a week.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel great, actually.
Good. What do you do when you wake up?
I sing.
Oh, I'm off Instagram.
I would hate to be your girlfriend.
Whenever I
This is just like a general question, or?
Well, I mean, like,
what do you do? How do you sleep
through my routine? If
it
you want.
Ties into Instagram because I mean, I don't know about you, but like, I wake up and
I de-shell the man.
It's a fucking banana. I'm gonna fucking get those shells off.
Okay, you're gonna sell the antennas on the black market.
Banana antenna.
I honestly don't miss it. Like,
what about all the things
I've
tagged you in?
I don't think about it anymore. Like, considering the amount of time I spent on it, it's just like.
See, now the toughest part is when you inevitably do go back onto it and you see loads of notifications from me tagging you in memes.
That is a shame, actually, that I have missed out on a few memes.
You have. Oh, quality memes. You came into the kitchen. You came into the kitchen the other day and we were laughing about a meme and you were like, what's going on? And we just gave you the filthiest look. I spat on you, dude.
You did,
You disgusted
me. The Instagram betrayal.
But you felt better for it.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is good.
Well, I want to come on Facebook. I do, yeah. But I'm calm because of people and
yeah.
contact.
I'd like you can deactivate your account, can't you? So you yeah. still yeah. stay on it. I'd like to do that, but
I mean,
you could just delete it. Like, I didn't delete my account. I just deleted the app.
That's what Dylan did with Facebook.
Yeah,
he deleted. You just deleted the app, and every so often goes on Messenger and.
Yeah, yeah. Messenger's quite.
But it's
useful.
Hard to contact
yeah.
him now.
Really?
Because we've nothing else to contact him on. He just doesn't.
But I'd like that. Yeah. That'll be perfect.
That's what you
but
want.
I've got too many like responsibilities and stuff to be. I've got lots of friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got lots of learning about history.
Yeah, do I? What?
I've got lots of stuff to learn about history. Okay.
Not just history.
What else?
Fruit.
Don't tell me the orange fruit doesn't have an actual name. It's not called an orange. Joe, do you feel like your Instagram detox is the start of something or the end of something?
Yeah, I'm starting a revolution.
It's a bit of a bold start. I'm not exactly going to do that. I'm sure you're not the only person who's deleted the Instagram app.
Actually, no, Mark Zucker.
I'm special, put me on the news, please.
Mark Zucker's emailed Joe as soon as he deleted it and said, yeah. What are you right, mate? This is the first person
right,
ever
yeah.
to delete our app.
Yeah, I think I saw it on the news as well,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah. What was the headline, Tom?
Local Worthing boy. Oh, Chichester boy.
Yeah.
Cheeky little boy.
leaves Instagram.
Tom, I don't have
that
high hopes.
That was it, wasn't it? That was literally it.
It drew
Tom,
me right
in. I don't have high hopes for you then.
Yeah.
I don't have high hopes for the next section, which is the improv competition time.
Oh.
My favourite part. Because I get to watch you two suffer.
Because Joe's amazing at it. I'm just terrible.
And that's the real reason Aidan isn't here.
Yeah,
he messaged me. He was
just sweating.
So what are we doing for the game? Is this the improv? Is Joe going to be there?
And he's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I'm busy. I'm really so busy.
I'm like, Aidan, you're crying. You're on the phone. You're crying too. So we're going to play a little bit of the competition that Joe was last on, and he played that game as well.
And he won.
Yeah, and Joe actually won the title.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky.
Joe the Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But last episode,
oh yeah,
Thomas
That's
won
me.
The title.
Ooh.
Thomas the Powerful.
That was it? Oh yeah.
Thomas the Powerful. So it's Thomas
yeah.
the Powerful versus Joe the Lucky.
A
who's going to win?
Bit.
A battle yeah, for the ages.
How did you win that one? What did you do?
What does that
mean? Joe, you've got to tune into last week's episode.
What game did you play?
Tune
what
into.
Did we play?
The overpowered Aiden.
We play Guess the Headline. You got a record time for having words competition time. You actually got one in the first guess. You didn't even let Aiden have a go.
Wow. My skills have developed
yeah.
since we
it
last
was,
met.
It was
my powers have doubled.
It's true, Joe.
Twice
is why he's now,
which
is why he's now Tom the Powerful. Just like last time, we're doing movie pictures again. This time, with some better rules to it.
Are there rules?
There's actually better rules, which
you
means...
You can't just copy another.
You can't just copy.
I've been employed in his last one to get a point. That's
dirty.
Sort of broken, isn't it?
This time, I'll be giving you celebrity names instead of just actors' names.
Ooh.
Ooh. Celebrity names, a genre, and a randomly generated object. And you two will need to pitch to me a movie idea in a set time limit.
Oh, shit.
In 2 minutes each. I'll be giving away 3 points, one for creativity, one for relevance to the actor / genre stereotypes, one for relevance for the actor and genre stereotypes, and one for best use of the object. Will Tom the Powerful snatch another title after winning last week's episode? Or will the 100% win rate whenever he's on Joe the Lucky continue his streak?
That's a pretty good win rate.
Let's find out.
Are you scared?
Yes.
With round one. Round one, how you feeling, Soph?
This is very fun.
Oh, one audience.
Round one. Celebrity name, Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Yeah. Genre, horror genre. And the randomly generated object is...
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
He's an object.
Is a tomato. Kim Kardashian, horror genre, and a tomato. Joe starting, Joe.
So does it have to be a film? Yeah, it's a movie pitch.
Has to be a movie pitch. Kim Kardashian.
Okay, so somehow Kim Kardashian got the role in this film.
Yeah, somehow she got a movie role.
Oh, she got the role as herself, interestingly. Because this is important, right?
It could be whatever.
So
oh, okay.
She's a very big influencer on social media, right?
Yep.
And there's this old woman who owns like a tomato plantation that she used to know of, and she used to, like, when she was a kid growing up, and used to be really lovely, and she's really old. And for Halloween, this old woman asked Kim Kardashian if she can, instead of using pumpkins, she can use tomatoes and, like, promote it on her social media instead and, like, give her, because she's, like, really old and unwell, doesn't have a lot of money, wants promotion and stuff.
Yeah.
And instead, because Kim Kardashian's a bitch, she makes fun of it on social media and, like, makes fun of this old woman on it, and it turns out, like, a few days pass after Halloween and the old woman has killed herself. Like, committed suicide because of it, because she's been getting loads of hate and people laughing at her. And the next time, like, a few days pass after that, obviously Kim Kardashian finds that and, like, tries to shrug it off, like, she's not, you know, doesn't bother her at all. And then next time she's out in Beverly Hills or wherever, she's having a salad and she bites into a tomato and it tastes funny, like, slightly irony, coppery, and it's actually blood in the tomato. And she, like, throws it away and then it's just normal tomato again. And then these events keep happening, and then she keeps seeing the old women in, like, reflections and things. And then eventually, like, it builds up. She, like, starts panicking, freaking out, tries to take it back on social media. People make fun of her. And in the end, she commits suicide because she keeps this old woman keeps haunting her.
Once again, Joe comes up with a very creative approach to the pitching. Tom, how do you feel after Joe's pitch?
No, confident.
Yeah? Ooh. Okay. You ready?
Kim Kardashian. One day, discovers a time-travelling tomato. Now stay with me here.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. She discovers this tomato. She starts time-travelling. She goes forwards, backwards in time, maybe to... As we know, maybe we have this idea that she's quite vain, so she's going forward in time to maybe when she's got more money to be able to buy something or do something to reward her lifestyle, or maybe going back in time to change something. And then this is where it starts going wrong, because she keeps going back to this tomato to travel back in time to change something that she didn't like, a decision that she made, a video that she made. We all know the one.
Explain. Right.
She goes back. Maybe that video never comes out. It's never produced. And then she goes back to her present self. But then, and she thinks everything's fine. No one remembers that video anymore. But then things start... on her body, because maybe she's had surgery to pay for certain things. We're using the money that she got because she got famous. It starts, like, I don't know, like, going falling off. Oh no,
it's falling.
Yeah, it starts getting, like, mouldy or something. I don't know. Oh. You know what I mean? Because she changed stuff.
She used that money to make the
And then, I don't know, like, she keeps using and abusing the tomato to try and correct certain decisions that she's made in the past, but then it keeps coming back to haunt her because maybe she's losing her popularity, and that to her is her most important thing, and it turns out like a horror. There we go.
I like it.
Thanks, I like
Joe.
It.
Very cool.
Once again, man. You guys shock me with your...
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
You guys shock me with your input because I never expect this. Whenever I'm writing and planning these, I'm like, I wonder what they'll say. I wonder what the random object will be. I was not expecting a tomato. And you guys have... I didn't even think of these plots at all.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to be giving you 3 points. One for creativity, one for relevance to the actor and genre stereotypes, and one for the best use... of the object. I'm going to start with the best use of the object. Tom. It was all focused around this tomato. I like your one, Joe, but it seemed a little bit forced into existence.
But it was a key point to the horror.
Yeah.
It was a point, but your one was situated around that tomato. And I like that.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right. Take the point.
Yeah, I'll take the point.
Best use of the object. Mm. Oh, well, I see. Like, oh, I thought you meant like real life use.
Oh no, just like use of it in any way.
Yeah.
And it was more important in his
yeah,
one.
Yeah, sure.
Like that.
Okay.
Creativity. This one is the most difficult one. And both of you did some pretty creative answers. Tom, you had a time travelling aspect. Joe, you had her owning a farm, which is already hard to comprehend.
That is out of this world.
That is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the point goes to Joe, for creativity.
Fair.
Of course.
It was
all done.
Very specific to the horror genre.
One all so far. And one for relevance to the actor / genre stereotypes.
I think I've let myself down.
I think Joe's was typically more scary, the idea of it.
Yeah.
Whereas yours could be misconstrued as, like, a comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, so definitely envisioned it as that. Joe gets the point. Joe gets the relevance to the genre point. Well done. Well done. So far, Joe's on 2 points.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed yours as well.
It's tough because I'm given, you know, actors now, yeah, and it's difficult, yeah, making it more difficult. Uh-huh. Next one is round two. So far, Joe's on 2 points. Tom's on 1 point.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Right.
In a romantic film.
Okay.
And the random object is deodorant.
Hmm.
Donald Trump, romantic genre,
romantic,
with deodorant. I'd just like to remind you guys what you're fighting for. It's a randomly generated adjective to go on the end of your name to replace your current titles. Tom, to be honest, Tom the Powerful, pretty good name.
Don't want that getting replaced.
Then again, it might be replaced with something. Playing mind games. It might be an even better one, you don't know.
Could be.
There are better words than important.
What's better than him?
We'll find out if you win. And Joe the lucky.
All powerful.
All supreme. Yeah.
The sensor.
Omnipotent.
Mm. Did you call him?
Impotent.
And Joe the lucky. Sense. Joe the lucky. I like that one. Joe the lucky. But I feel like, you know what? Yeah. You're better than that.
I think I deserve an upgrade, actually.
Yeah. But then again, Tom, are you going to keep a streak up? Are you going to start a streak?
You deserve an upgrade, though, Joe? That's the question.
Tom starting. Donald Trump, romantic genre. Deodorant.
Okay. Donald Trump is not the key character in this. He is a constant side character.
Okay.
It is a romance, a forbidden romance story set within the White House between someone who is advocating for immigration rights, because you know Donald Trump is quite against that right now. So someone who keeps visiting the White House to campaign for it and talk to Donald Trump. We'll say that's a woman, that's a she. She meets Donald Trump's chief of staff,
mm-hmm,
who is obviously an important man for Donald Trump. He organises all of his meetings and everything like day to day.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to form a romance because of how passionate she is.
Ah.
And it's kind of like an unexpected romance. And then... Right, and then they get discovered,
uh-huh,
because of a stick of deodorant.
Ah, how do they...
Right, so she makes a comment about wanting some deodorant in front of the press.
Mm-hmm.
And... he reaches into his bag, passes it over, and goes, "Here you go, babe." And then they look at each other.
Investigation.
And then it's all pretty clear that there's something going on because of the way they react, because it's in front of the press and they didn't mean for it to be like that. And
oh my God.
It all comes out.
Oh.
But then Donald Trump is like, "Actually, no. Let's let this happen. This
what?
Is love. This
what?
Is this is what makes America great. Love between
a man and a
woman." No. Love between conflicting parties. Love between love between unexpected people and different nationalities.
Interesting.
And just love, and then it all goes well and happily ever after.
I like it, nice. Tom. I like it. That was nice. I actually
thank you.
I had high hopes, and then you exceeded them.
Thank you,
Joe.
I've got Mr. Trump on the line if you want. Yeah.
Do you?
Direct line to the White House.
Do you? That'd be great.
That would be great. Right, okay, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This is a film
three
about
points.
the way he met in his art, it's like made up, but he funds the film, acts in it.
Okay.
It's how he met his current wife, Melanie.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a young, go back 30 years, Donald Trump with like slightly less weird hair.
Yeah.
Clean shaven. And he's in Trump Tower, like in this big office.
He's in Trump Tower.
He's a gold bullion in front of him or something.
Yeah, nice.
And like a dartboard with Mexico in the middle.
I like this vivid picture.
Yeah, yeah. And then he needs like a new business venture. So he like buys this deodorant company, right? Because it's like this new thing, new aerosol, whatever, back in the day. And the main model for the, like in the adverts for the aerosol is her.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees her and he's like really likes her and he wants to meet her, and he keeps turning up to all the photo shoots and filming things and like makes a, like an effort to be there and like treat her out and like all that sort of stuff, and they like slowly start falling in love because of this aerosol company, and then in the end he's like, "I love you." yeah, quit your aerosol job, come live with me in Trump Tower, and we can like rule the world from New York
up Emperor.
And she does, yeah, because it's Donald Trump and he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then it like cuts to like 30 years later and they're standing on the wall in Mexico, like kissing. Although she's probably got her fingers behind her back because she hates him now. And now it's like it cuts back to like all the things.
All the happy moments.
In Trump Tower, it's all the happy moments, and then it's just like a deodorant can in like a little glass cabinet.
Sounds more like an advert, but
yeah.
Very commercial.
I like both those stories.
Thank you.
Really good. Once again, was I expecting that at all? We have a story about Donald Trump's assistants meeting and everything.
Yeah.
And then we have
a deodorant commercial.
Deodorant commercial.
You can actually buy these.
So you guys have made it tough for me.
You can give me all the points.
You guys have made it very tough for me. So I'm giving point for object. Object, importance, relevance, and its purpose. Tom.
Yep.
Ooh. Because it was also literally the romance focused around that deodorant.
Okay.
They got discovered because of it.
Because of it. That was the turning point, that deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
That deodorant made Donald Trump find and appreciate love.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Genre, I like the love power aspect with Joe, the kind of like dark power, like we can rule America together.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that, but I also like Tom's kind of forbidden love aspect, that they're not supposed to be in love. That's a good one. So what I'm doing...
Oh wait.
Fight.
is giving you both a point.
Okay. That's fair enough.
For that one.
I'll concede that.
And then when it comes to creativity, you both thought outside of the box.
Don't cop out.
Don't cop out. Do it. Be harsh.
Joe.
Fuck.
For creativity. Should
have copped out.
Joe, for creativity. I liked it. There was a lot, like you said, it was vivid. You could imagine being there, the dartboard and everything. I liked that.
That was true.
The details, they were there. 4 points for Joe. 3 for Tom.
Ooh, mate, it's close.
It's close. It might all come down to round 3.
That might have closest actually.
Well, you guys are quite close as well. Just having a slow look at Joe. Round 3, possibly the final round. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Good God.
In a Western film with a pack of cards. I feel like that's quite relevant actually to Western film. Tom's going first because Joe won the last round.
What?
Sorry, Tom. What? Benedict Cumberbatch in a Western film with a pack of cards.
Can I lose?
Fuck yeah, I fucked it! In a way!
Negative points. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Is sitting on a train.
Okay.
It's rolling, it's clanking,
training.
It's...
Not actually moving.
It's moving. Shut up, Joe. It's moving.
Yeah.
He isn't playing with cards, he's just got a pack.
Okay.
Just a box
in
his hands.
Yeah.
He's just sort of fiddling with it. The train's moving. We see a flashback. We see a flashback of him on his homestead with his family running around everywhere. Everyone's happy. Civil War soldiers, Confederate soldiers, rock up. No helicopters. Rock up, horseback. They see him. He has a black wife. Because they're Confederate soldiers. If you knew history, you'd kind of get it.
Austria.
Yeah. Okay. Right. They see him with his black family, and so they flip out. They burn his house down.
What the fuck is this?
Can you not ruin my story? They shoot his wife. His daughter gets burnt in the house. It's pretty dark so far. So it's a dark Western. He's left completely distraught, broken. That's the flashback. But you see him because they were playing cards before it all happened. And all the cards are sort of spilled out everywhere, so they're floating down in the sky as the scene ends. They're floating down covered in blood. He's only got the box with one card in it, and it's the Queen.
It's a joke.
It's the Queen, and it's bloodstained. He's only got that one card in it. He's on the train. Back to the train, gets off the train. When it reaches its station, does what happens. Just gets off. He's got a town in front of him, and
just goes fucking.
It's a Confederate military town slash camp. And he sees the same general who destroyed his family.
it's you.
He's in the camp. So he works his way into the camp by setting up a shop there and trading goods.
Oh.
And then eventually gets so close to the camp that he can be inside, and then eventually assassinates him, takes revenge, leaves the card on his body.
Nice.
And then walks away.
Benedict Unchained.
Oh, yes! That is the one.
Benedict's daughter showing that.
Yeah, not the same black daughter in house.
He has a black wife, okay.
I
like that song, that was good on the spot. That's, improv, yeah, that was good, I enjoyed that. Joe?
I thought it was just going to go back to him on the train and end. It's a really brutal,
short story. Horrible, like,
yeah. No, he cuts back, but only the back of the other left there, he's gone.
I got a different one. Okay.
Thank God. The exact same one.
Then it comes back. She starts off, little boy. It's dad. It's part of the sheriff. But the
part of the sheriff. I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. And basically, in the town, there's like this kind of casino, tavern, dodgy, like, den of criminal activity.
Dodgy,
right?
Den.
And it's all like poker and like back in the day with all that sort of stuff. Benedict's dad tries to infiltrate it, and he ends up getting killed by the boss, and there's nothing, he's like untouchable, there's nothing they can do. They figure out that he's undercover, and all that Benedict gets from his father is the pack of cards that he used to try and
nice.
Him with his father's blood on it.
Yeah, sounds like mine.
And then it cuts like 15 years into the future. Benedict,
bit of a time jump.
Like lone wolf. What isn't allowed in the sheriff, like sheriff department.
You can't be inside me, boy.
He's been travelling. Like, he had to leave town because obviously, like, the criminal gang was after him. He's come back 15 years later, seeking revenge, wolf style. Got his cap on. Moby recognises him, and it's the whole film is him infiltrating this criminal den. You know, he has to like fight a few people. Chat up a few women, do a few shootouts, show off his gun skills. He's been practicing all day, you know, constantly looking at the card, the blood on the cards. And he works his way up to play on the same table as the criminal, like, kingpin, who was played by Martin Freeman.
Very
good chemistry.
Okay, yeah.
Weirdly enough, he doesn't usually play bad guys.
Yeah.
But they're doing like this thing, and then Benedict wins all the money off him. And he says, "I'll give you it back. I'll give you a chance." This kingpin is humiliated in front of all these like cronies, and like the whole tavern's all silent, and like, they're like staring at each other. It's like the Western where it like focuses on the eyes.
Good
and
bad,
back. Benedict says, "Like, I'll give you a chance to win it back if you join me outside in the street." And it ends up with both of them dying because they both pull it out.
They're
like
both
that.
Dying.
But then, like, the pack of cards falls out as well, and it's now got Benedict's blood on the cards as well as his dad. And then the sheriff. He used to work with his dad, something real like that. Sees a name tag, and, like, realizes who it is. And that's how the film ends.
It's Mickey's brother.
Sees a name tag.
My name is.
No, but, like, you know, like, legal documentation.
Yeah.
And that's how the film ends, with the sun setting on this, like, new shootout at noon in the town. The whole town kind of, like, in, like, silence because they've both died, but the criminal, like, kingpin's been killed.
That's good,
man.
I like that.
I think Aiden takes away your creativity when he's here. Because you guys would be great to this. That's really good.
Aiden just sucks me dry. He's a parasite.
It just saps
me.
Lord of the Rings.
Then turns
the musical.
Turns that into something really bad.
I've got nothing else.
You made that really hard for me again. The genres were on point. You both did really well with the genres. With the family dying, the revenge aspect with yours as well, the in the street and everything. So I think genre point to Joe. He got that. He got the genre. He got it by both of you got it. Just Joe mentioned it more like the okay. in the casino or whatever, and like the cards
that's
and the women
enough.
And the
more of a setting of that one.
Object. Relevance to the object, pack of cards. Joe, obviously, your father, pack of cards, blood on it, father's stuff.
To play with, yeah.
I'm going to go with Tom's. I like that because I thought like I could imagine that vividly playing with the pack of cards and then it fades back. Like he's thinking what the pack of cards means to him and everything. So Tom got a point for object.
Thank you.
Joe's on 5, Tom's on 4. Creativity. I want to give you both a point, but I did that last turn, so I can't do that anymore. I'm going to let the final round decide, so I'm going to give the points to Tom.
Stop out! We're doing another round?
So you're both on 5 points.
Okay, that's a cop out, but yeah, fine.
It's not a cop out! I didn't want to have to make that decision and send one of you home. It's not the X Factor.
I'm going home anyway.
You are going home.
I'm going home.
Final round. All I want is a title and a tagline of this film. So I'm just giving you a genre and a object. That's it. The genre is an action, and the randomly generated object is an eyeglass. Action and an eyeglass. I want a title and a
eyeglass
tagline.
Eyeglass, like, what do you mean?
Like telescope, like, telescope, but like a pirate telescope. Yeah. Joe's going first. So, action and an eyeglass.
Title.
Title.
Blood in parallax.
I like that, I get that.
Because parallax, you know, to do with lens, telescopic stuff.
That's it, I've lost.
And tagline, do you have one?
No.
Lens flare.
Just quick. Get a legit your final answer.
Yeah, that's it. Lens
flare. Now, the reason I like going to the bonus round is it always makes the winner clear. Let me just say the person with the 100% win rate continues his 100% win rate. Joe, you won. Thank with the final round, you guys put such a valiant fight into that.
That was a hard battle.
Two for no.
Do you like Joe the Lucky?
I quite like it. It's quite tame.
But it is. Yeah, I'm Joe the Lucky. Yeah. Meanwhile,
like Tom the Powerful.
Tom's the Powerful. Yeah. You might get powerful as well. It might come up.
Maybe we'll both be powerful.
Powerful boys. And then versus Aiden the pregnant.
Himself, isn't he?
Your word is. Now, with the generator, you can either get a really good one or a really bad one. We haven't had many, many bad ones so far.
Oh, it's a bad one, Joe.
Oh, no.
Joe the Afraid.
No!
Joe the Afraid.
Afraid.
Well done, Joe. You went from Joe the Lucky to Joe the Afraid.
Congrats, man.
Joe the Lucky went up against...
Why did I try so hard?
He went up against Tom the Powerful and came out afraid.
Yeah.
Well done.
You lost it.
Joe, how do you feel about your new title?
Scared.
As you should, man.
You should be sitting next to me.
As you should. You won, but you came out scared. Because that was a tough fight. You might have won the fight. Yeah. But you're bleeding at the Achilles.
I am. You lost the war. Took a lot of collateral damage.
You did. You should have foreseen it in your eyeglass.
Yeah.
You like that. That was exhausting, guys. You did really good. Typically, you'd have another person. Well done, you guys. Well done.
It's good that we're ending it here because I'm shattered.
Because I'm also ending
I'm
it here.
So tired.
It's a really good game to play to like completely exhaust you guys out as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Having Worse Podcast. If you want to listen to the last time Joe was on, which was episode 7, we also played this game. There's some really good answers there.
Really good answers.
Liam Neeson with a traffic light controller.
Yeah, that's the highlight.
That was so good. Sophie, have you seen it?
What's that?
Wow. Any of the shows.
Nice.
Before we finish, Joe, do you have any projects you want to shout out? Anything you want to shout out at all? Any advice you want to give that you want to shout out? Like, not on Instagram?
Try deleting Instagram.
Oh, there we go. Good advice.
No, I'm not going to be one of those people that's like,
preach.
So delete. Yeah, no. Yeah. Shout out to anyone I know.
Nice.
Anyone.
Nice.
Aiden.
Oh, really?
I do like you. Please come back. I'm not hosting you.
You are. You have to cover him and yourself.
No.
Thomas, any shout-outs?
Joe.
Thanks, man.
Coming back.
Appreciate that.
Anyone want to shout-out me?
I'm going to shout-out Tom.
Joe.
Yeah. No! You didn't high-five, you clapped him into the mic.
No, we high-five. Yeah.
You didn't. No!
Thanks, man.
Fuck. I'm going to shout-out myself.
Thank you for being an amazing host.
You are great.
Thanks,
man.
Guys.
You deserve all the...
I'm cutting this out.
Don't want it.
I want you to consider the bad guys. If you liked today's episode, leave us an iTunes rating or send us an email at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Having Words Podcast or on Instagram at Having Words. Please, if you like the episode, leave a rating.
Please!
We're not desperate.
But we are!
So, last word.
There it is!
There it is!
Yay!
Thank you for listening. Bye, guys!
See you later.
Bye! Bye.